Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos here. Hector Barreto is here. He's trying to restore some order to my show. Chairman of the Latino Coalition, former SBA administrator. Hector, tell us about the Latino Coalition.
Latino Coalition has been around for 25 years. We really help small businesses, obviously Hispanic businesses, but we work with every community to help surround them with the tools that they need to succeed. We're talking about capital, capacity building, and contracts. And, of course, right now we're on the front lines, help people understand these SBA programs and how they can benefit from them.
Well, and, folks, nobody helped small business owners do all those things he just said while he was the administrator. Then nobody ever did that job better than Hector. Hector, one of the things that that I've been pointing out to people who may be, and I know some people are saying, well, why wouldn't they take the help? That, believe it or not, there are people out there who are bowing up over this. And what I'm trying to tell them is a dollar that you get from the government to help you make payroll does four things. Number one, it helps you stay in business. Number two, it keeps you connected to your employees, which I think is going to be essential in 2, 3, 6 months. And number three, it keeps your employees off the unemployment line. And number four, it lets that money that they didn't take from the unemployment line, it lets that money go to people who never had a job, like the giggers. Mm-hmm. That's a 4-to-1 force mm-hmm. multiplier. Just because you took help from the government to help you make payroll, to keep your employees, even if you have to scale it back to 75% or 2/3 pay or something like that, you've worked hard to get this organization built. Don't lose it because you're too hard-headed. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. And, you know, every business is going to have to make decisions on their own about what is a priority, what is essential. You know, you keep hearing about essential workers. Well, there are essential workers and there are essential businesses. And I think
my business is essential to me, Hector.
I think that all businesses are essential. But, these loans also are about looking at what your liabilities are now. You know, some people have rent, mortgage payments, they've got contracts, they've got credit lines. There's a lot of stuff that small businesses are responsible for. And so this money is also to help you pay that going forward, because you have to pay that anyway. Everybody's going to have to kind of calculate what it is they need. And by the way, you can apply for the loan. And then once you get your answer back on what the amount is and what the terms are, you don't have to take it if you don't want to. But that $10,000 grant, that's yours to keep. You apply for that loan. You ask for the $10,000 emergency grant within 3 days. That's your money. And we were talking about this before. You're getting your money back.
Right.
You've been paying taxes for years.
Right.
And so this is your opportunity to get some of that money back to help you in a time of need.
Well,
so
see, Hector,
a lot of this information...
One of the things I've been trying to point out is let's say that you have in the next 3 months you got let's say $30,000 in payroll, rent, utilities, et cetera. Let's say it's $30,000, and you borrow the government lets you have $50,000 in this loan, this emergency loan. So you put that in your bank. You use the 30 to pay those expenses. You still got the 20. When if things turn around, give the government back the 20. They'll take it.
Right. Well, and we talked about this before. The payments on these loans are going to be deferred for a year.
Yeah.
So you got a year to decide, you know, if you want to pay back that loan early or if you have other needs for it. And, you know, we just don't know how long certain industries are going to take to get back on their feet.
Right.
You know, the restaurants are really hurting right now. The travel industry is hurting. Entertainment's hurting. But there are other businesses that are going to grow during this time. They're going to be able to sell things to the government that the government needs, or they're in another industry that's not affected right now. So, you know, every business has to really focus in and create their action plan, and that's what it's about, taking action right now understanding the resources that are out there, and getting the resources that you need, that you deserve, and that are
right.
there for you.
That's right.
So right now is a time of action. You know, nobody needs to be sitting back and worrying. You know, we can worry later, but right now
right.
we need to be in
Take
an action mode.
The help. And, Hector, I'm predicting in 6 months we'll be looking on the other side of this. We'll be talking about how the economy is exploding. What do you think?
There's no doubt about it. There's going to be so much pent-up demand, and people are going to be so excited about getting back to their businesses. And I agree with you. I think as we get towards the end of this year, that economy is going to spike. Remember,
yeah.
this was not was an economic problem. This is a healthcare problem
that's
really affected our economy. Our economy was firing on all cylinders a month ago,
right.
and it will be again.
The fundamentals
small
are still there.
Need to stay strong.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, thelatinocoalition.com. Check it out. Thank you, Hector. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.